of us are unwilling to eat them. And we're hearing a new version of ChatGPT can teach you maths and even flirt with you. Updates to the system mean it can now use audio, images and text better than before.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Cloudy with some rain in London this morning. Drying up later on, though, with highs of 17. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Well, hello, good morning, and welcome to Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby on Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2024. A bit wet and miserable this morning, wasn't it, down here?
It was, yeah. Good morning, guys. I feel a bit confused about the weather at the moment.
Same.
I feel like it's playing me. Sort of warm one minute, now it's raining.
Last night, I got out my linen.
What? Were you going to wear linen today?
I was going to do a bit of linen because it was hot yesterday and now it's persisting it down outside.
It really is. And yes, very well said. Well, this is the thing. We can have a little moan about that in a minute. Also, though, on a good note, tickets to our sold-out summertime ball with Barclaycard can now be won with us. So keep listening today. If you've maybe got kids that are desperate to go, there is a chance and they're very good tickets.
And we'll kickstart the show with a confirmed summertime baller. It's only Perry.
Everything froze with just one glance then. From heaven and nothing, it feels like hell. Well, here's the truth of it. I don't want you ever to forget about us. In the front seat, a cylinder song.
This is Jack Harlow.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's dance.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains and you can't tie me down.
But you can
whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Young J-A-C-K-A-K-A, Rico like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking at A-K-A, she's an alpha, but not around your boy, she get quiet around your boy, hold on. Don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy, going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy, she wearing cheetah print, that's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your lovin' on me, baby, whip your lovin' on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me.
Young M-I-S-S-I-O-N-A-R-Y, he's sharp like barbed wire. She stole my heart, then she got archived. I keep it short with a Lord Farquhar. All the girls in the front row, all the girls at the barricade, all the girls have been waiting all day. Let your tongue hang out, everything. If you came with a man, let go of his hand. Everybody in the suite kicking up their feet, stand up, dance.
I see you.
And all the guys in the back waiting on the next track. Cut your boy a little slack. It's Young Jack. I'm vanilla, baby. But I ain't no baby. She 28 telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. But you can whip your lovin' on me.
That's right, that's right.
Whip your lovin' on me.
Jack Harlow and Lovin' On Me at 6 minutes past six on your Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast. And we start the show by having a little whinge about the anger of putting out your clothes the night before for then the weather to change overnight and you've got to completely change your outfit. I had a little whinge to myself this one. I went, oh, for God's sake.
So what, you'd put out your best linens?
So I had a linen. I've only gone for a top half linen. I've got my linen polo top on here.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
But I've got a cardi on over top of it. Because I didn't want to go back upstairs to try and get a jumper out and there's a cardi laying about. And then I've just put like my little fake tracky trousers on, so they're not quite trackies, they're not quite trousers.
Like a little fashion segment that we can do every day now.
But yesterday I was going to be in full linen because it was hot. It's the year of linen for me, Chris.
You said this. Why is this an ambition? Is it just you've seen people wearing this on Instagram and have decided this summer I'm committing to linen?
How do you know me so well? I've seen it on TikTok where it says, don't wear this, and you look old school rich apparently if you wear linen and certain colours.
Like you own a yacht somewhere.
Yes.
I don't think it works with some people. I think
no.
Me included.
Disagree. If we put you in some linen and some like chic sunglasses, you'd look a billionaire.
Well, weirdly, we're going to a wedding soon that is abroad, so we could both attempt the linen together. But I think it'll be a bit like when I wear a leather jacket. As in, technically, with most people, it looks fine, but for some reason, with me, it just looks a bit Sergio Giorgini. Where it is.
Giorgini.
Did you have to change your outfit this morning, Sean?
Well, yeah, I had to add a Mac on top. I was thinking, though, like, for people, because this is interesting, when people do shift work, do they put their outfit out the night before?
Mm.
Then I was thinking, imagine if you worked a full shift that started yesterday. Yesterday, you'd have been maybe in shorts and T-shirt, depending on your job. Could have been. And then you'd be coming home in the pouring rain.
If that's you today, 83958, if you're like shift working on your way home now and you're in shorts and it's persisting it down outside wherever you are.
Yeah, our recommendation is whack a Mac on it, as Sean Welby said. And speaking of clothes, thanks to our friends at eBay, it's quick and easy to sell and buy pre-owned fashion, but importantly, with no fees.
That's right, so you can buy back that Mac that you put on there.
Return of the Mac.
Love it. And look, if that's not enough, we're also giving away £1,000 to spend eBay. On top of that, an iPhone 15 to do all your selling on. So if you're chance to win that, just go to our website, capitalfm.com.
Right, we're going to get Chapel Roan on now. Good Luck Babe, Chris Stark's favourite song.
Love.
And then from close chat to more Nana chat next, because I did the most Nana thing ever yesterday.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with their arms on.
Chapel Roan, Good Love Babe. 11 minutes past six. Reece says, Chris, you can wear what you want. You are, after all, the Godfather.
That's true. As of this weekend, yeah, I am the Godfather. I just need to wear things with a bit more confidence.
Yeah.
The linen. Godfather would wear leather, I think.
Leather? Well, what are we saying? Leather or linen?
Both. Get away with both. Yeah.
Scott says, oh God, you've gone full Jordan South today. Yeah, well, I was going to wear linen, but I'm not. I'm only half linen today.
You'd have been doing some sort of wet T-shirt competition if you did linen today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Linen is so see-through. This is the chat we've had with Chris before, because if you go and wear linen to like a linen suit to a wedding or something, right, you're going to see pants.
You are. You have proper... what's the phrase? Something awareness with it. So I had to wear linen trousers. Shashan had me trying on all sorts of different underwear. I actually did this on the show, believe it or not.
Including
different underwear to see, because especially when someone takes a picture of it, you know how sometimes the camera just seems to make everything appear, and you don't want wedding photos where you're all just stood there as a group of lads with, like, you know. It's just... You know.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll note that down. Another round of Nana chat this morning. Should we do one?
Yeah, so you've got linen and a cardigan on today, which is a bit Nana.
Oh, God, yeah.
It is a bit Nana, but when did you go full Nana?
You might have seen in the WhatsApp group yesterday, I posted a picture. I burnt my foot in the bath yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. Let's get the picture up. Can we share the picture? Have you put it up?
I did. Yeah, you can share the picture. So yesterday I went for a run, and then I thought, right, I'll get a bath afterwards. So I run the bath, and our hot water's really hot. And I forgot to check it, put my foot in, and the screams could be heard down the street. Honestly, some of the swear words I was saying yesterday were not good.
I don't want to accuse you of being a drama queen, Jordan, but...
You are.
Yeah, but... How much have you committed to getting into the bath? It'd be that hot.
I promise you, this wasn't just a bit... This was full on. Like, I nearly scalded my foot. I had to put Sudocrem on it this morning before I put my sock on.
But who goes foot first? Did you not put your hand in first? Do you know what I'm saying?
How else would you climb into a bath?
Well, as in, I'd have gauged it with the hands first.
You just dip toe, don't you?
What, you dip toe straight in?
You dip toe to get the temperature, yeah.
No. What hand. Are you doing? Hands are stronger, so hand first.
Yeah.
If your hand can handle it, then you're like, oh, okay, it might be all right.
Well, I just went foot first in, scalded my foot. I had to get out and, like, screaming around the house, hopping about. And then, have you ever tried to find a bowl to fit your full foot in? I went through three bowls yesterday.
Oh, God.
So there's three bowls in the dishwasher that are all bulky. I used my biggest mixing bowl. That didn't work.
Salad bowl.
Salad bowl. You know me too well. I used my salad bowl and could only get half a foot in. And then I finally found the perfect bowl for it.
Go on. You better share with the nation in case this ever happens to someone else.
Scott, please don't text back in saying Jordan South, but it was a champagne ice bowl.
Oh, like
it was
an
a
ice
champagne
bucket.
Yeah, and
a
you know,
don't call it a bucket.
It was your champagne bowl.
No,
wasn't it?
I got it last year. You remember when you and Jake and everyone came around for a barbecue?
Yeah,
I got it there. It was only from IKEA.
Right. Okay. But he's playing it down now. Let me.
It's just an ice bowl. It's an ice bucket.
Champagne.
What
bowl.
Did you do then? Filled it with cold water and ice.
Yeah, and then just popped my little foot in it.
Oh, it's. The words I want to say.
And I had me tea with me foot in the bowl.
Oh, it's like that. I'm your dream come true when it's on a platter for you. Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. Slam the door, ignore
another pick.
As Darren says, thank God you didn't burn your finger. What would you have dipped it in? A caviar dish.
I yes, deserve that. Darren. So good.
I don't know why I said champagne bucket. It was more of a, it's more of an ice bucket.
No, you can't take it back now. You've said it.
Nikki says as well, morning campers, loving the show as always. For future reference, you should always, always, always check the temperature of the bath with your elbow. Especially you, Sean, with a baby on the way. Yes.
Elbow, yeah, nice one, Nikki. Well, at least I was trying it with my hand. You were going rogue, foot first.
No, you always go foot first.
Then. Never.
Always. Right, 19 minutes past six. Let's do this.
It's rhyme time.
It's our game called Rhyme Time, where getting the rhyme in time will win you, my friend, something fine.
Yeah, so you're going to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all of these questions will rhyme, and you have 30 seconds to get as many rhymes right as you can.
Yeah, you want to get on top of our leaderboard. You also want to be in with the chance of winning the UK's number one mug.
Ooh.
It's huge! One thing we did decide, just because of some of the feedback, saying that Jordan read it a little bit slow. So we said, look, you can pick your reader. You can pick the speed you want. Yes, maybe you're a bit of a tortoise, Jordan.
Yeah, I'll take that. Slow yeah. and steady wins the race.
That's the thing. We've all got different styles, haven't we?
We have.
Tortoise, you're kind of slower. Baby reindeer, that kind of thing.
I'm sort of more the emotional support animal, like, you know, like a peacock or something that just, I will guide you through with grace.
Yeah.
I'll go to the speed you want.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I'll speed up if you need it. I'll slow down if you need it. Whereas yeah. Chris... you're sort of like, how do you describe yourself?
I'd describe my style as I kind of go at it like a rabbit after a Red Bull.
Brilliant.
Great, great. So it's gonna be utter carnage if you go with Chris, but it will be quick and he will promise you that. It's a guarantee.
Right, do you want to take on our game where... Grow up, producer Jimmy. Grow up. If you want to get the rhyme in time and win a mug, I've made it sound rubbish there. The UK's number one mug.
Exactly.
You've just got to text time, T-I-M-E, to 83958. Time to 83958. Put your name in it and we will get you on very soon. Calvin Harris on the way and my favourite, a cheering song to play.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
And eBay.
Download the app and sell pre-owned fashion for free.
Yes, thanks, John. As you've just heard, New York is bracing itself for big snow. The deep freeze is affecting roads and highways across the tri-state area, downing power lines across the entire eastern... Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is available to purchase from digital retailers now. Join the Spengler family as they team up with a host of original Ghostbusters and take down an army of chilling ghosts to save the world from a second ice age. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, available on digital now. Who you gonna call?
Time to whiz away. Fly from Luton to Athens from just $31.99. Bursting with vibrant culture and history, discover the heart of Greece. Whiz away from Luton to Athens from just $31.99 one way and fly with the smiliest crew in the sky. Book now at wizzair.com. Conditions apply.
Only quality electricians like Amir here get on checkatrade.com.
Book through them. They'll guarantee our work up to £1,000.
Let's do this. Checkatrade.com. Guaranteed for 12 months. T's and C's apply.
Hey, Sainsbury's. Got any simple midweek dinner ideas to add to my go-tos?
Yeah. As it's spring, it's time to be a bit more adventurous. Have a bow. Thai green fish curry. It's a bit more exciting, but dead simple. And what's more, all our fish is caught responsibly.
That's good to know.
Yeah. There's nothing fishy about how we catch our fish.
Looking for midweek dinner ideas? Ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Subject to availability. For more information, visit sainsbury's.co.uk/sustainablefish.
Santander's Edge Current Account gives cashback to reward customers.
Do they also reward treachery?
What? This contains the names of people who have their salary paid into...
our rival's current account.
Nicholas!
They give me cash back on my big supermarket shop.
You'll be hearing from our lawyers.
Finding your edge with the Santander Edge current account.
18 plus, £3 monthly fee to maintain the account. Paying £500 a month, excluding internal transfers, and have two active direct debits. Cashback exclusions apply.
The latest travel.
Next, Capital.
This is Gary. He used to worry about the price cap and fluctuating bills. Not since fixing his tariff with British Gas. Instead of spending hours looking for deals, he just relaxes in the bath. Singing. Yeah, nice one, British Gas.
At British Gas, we're keeping prices low with our fixed price tariff. Plus, with Peak Save, you could save even more with half price electricity. Every Sunday, 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Capital Travel Update.
Morning, Lottie. What's happening on the roads?
Morning, Jordan. The A22 Caterham Bypass is still closed both ways between the Croydon Road and Godston Road. In Edmonton, Fall Street is closed both ways at the Green. In Bethnal Green, Old Ford Road is partially blocked at Globe Road. They're queued on the A2 westbound to the Bean Interchange. On the tubes, there are severe delays on the Metropolitan line between Wembley Park and Baker Street. And Southwark and Barbican stations are both closed. More in 20 minutes.
Capital.
Hi, I'm Calvin Harris.
Hey, this is Ragga Bone Man. How you doing? Are you good?
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
Capital.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me. Oh, we know.
This isn't my favourite Ed Sheeran track. I thought I was playing Bloodstream.
I was going to say, I knew that you loved that one.
With Rudimental, that's my favourite. Text here saying, every time the Rhyme Time song comes on, he can tell Chris is just sat there cringing whilst looking around the studio before everyone annoyingly does the duh-duh-duh-duh-duh-duh.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I always feel like you don't fully go for it sometimes.
I always take a couple of seconds to join in.
Here we go.
It's Rhyme Time.
It's like we've held you at gunpoint.
It's like wearing linen. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to just be like everyone else and just be able to rock it, but for some reason I can't.
Right, we're playing our new game. We're getting the rhyme in time wins you something fine. And playing this morning is Harriet in Preston. Morning, Harriet.
Good morning.
Morning.
Whereabouts in Preston are you?
At Longridge.
Ah! Oh, I know it very well. My brother lives up there. My brother lives in London.
I know. Oh, we already know.
Oh, do you know him?
I don't stalk, yeah. Yeah. I don't know him, but we know his future grandparents-in-law.
Oh, okay.
That blows my brain, that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking his in-laws.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you ever go to Franco's in Longridge?
Yeah, but my mum, where I am currently, is about 2 minutes up the road from Franco's.
What's Franco's?
It's the best Italian restaurant.
It's best Italian. Yeah, it's amazing.
In Longridge?
In Longridge, yeah. It's so good.
Longridge?
Yeah, in just outside of Preston. It's the best Italian food. They do the best cheesy garlic bread. And
oh, I love that.
Longridge?
Yeah, Longridge. I'll tell you, I go in, right? It's prawn cocktail to start, a side order of cheesy garlic bread, spaghetti meatballs. Yeah.
Yeah.
For the main, and tiramisu for afters. Thank you very much. Anyway, shall we explain to Harriet how round time works, please?
Here's how it works, Harriet. Okay, you are about to be asked a series of questions. Now, the answer to all of these questions will rhyme, and it's your job, Harriet, to answer as many of these questions as you can in 30 seconds. And when the time is up, your total goes onto our weekly leaderboard.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so obviously, if you're top of the leaderboard by the end of the week, you hold that reign, you will win the UK's number one mug!
Woo!
Yes.
And Harriet, you can pass at any point. The word you're rhyming with today is dill, D-I-L-L.
Oh, who's doing the question?
Yeah, who do you want to do the questions for you this week as a one-off?
Sean, please.
Oh, the pressure's on again.
Straight in
sensible
there.
Choice.
Remember, okay. Pass at any time. The word you're rhyming with is dill. Here we go, 30 seconds on the clock.
To knock your cup of tea over.
Spill.
I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Ill.
Chris's favourite place at the barbecue.
Grill.
Famous Tarantino movie.
Pass.
Fish use this to breathe.
Gill.
In which country would you find Rio de Janeiro?
Pass.
How do you get a screw into the wall?
Drill.
A famous female footballer, someone Scott.
Oh, pass.
A type of plankton eaten by whales.
No.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh.
That was pretty good, you know.
Yeah. That was very, very good.
Ooh.
That was really good.
I've got
bad.
A sweat on. I've got a sweaty top lip
You
now.
Did well.
You actually got through quite a lot there for a relatively steady style, Sean.
Thank you. There you always see. It was the emotional support peacock. That's what I am. Yeah. I went to Harriet Style.
Okay, the ones you got wrong. Famous Tarantino movie. We were looking for Kill Bill.
All right, yep.
In which country would you find Rio de Janeiro? Brazil.
Yeah.
A famous female footballer, someone Scott. We were looking for Jill. And then right at the end there, a type of plankton eaten by whales. It was krill. I didn't really know that one, though. But also,
no,
you were a bit out of time. You got a really good score, Harriet. Puts you to the top of the leaderboard. You got 5.
Yes!
Woo!
Well done, Harriet. You might be winning the UK's number one mug. We'll find out on Friday if you do.
It's rhyme time.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris and Sean.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I never speak. Baby, that ain't for me, that ain't for me. I dug my grave watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man, I'm just a man. No more thinking about you late night. No more running around with your friends now. I'm picking the pieces of my.
Eddie Swims in the door. Capital Breakfast, 6:36. Good morning, it's Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby with you.
Sorry, mate, I was a bit distracted there. I'm just on the Franco's website.
Of course you are.
You know, the Italian that you were just talking about in Longridge.
My favourite Italian, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's making me so hungry.
It's the best.
But there's such a big menu. Why do you have the most basic of all orders?
How?
Well, you were just talking us through what you order at the Italian. It's one of the most basic lineups of food.
Prawn cocktail, cheesy garlic burgers aside, spaghetti meatballs and tiramisu.
He's not really stretching himself,
I
is
mean,
he? There's so many lovely things on this menu.
That's perfect for an Italian. So good at 20 to 7 on a Tuesday morning. Yes, junior, senior, move your feet. Capital Breakfast, where currently Chris Stark and Sean Welby are checking out my Italian order on my favourite Italian restaurant in Longridge. It's called Franco's. And you guys are just, you're not happy with the order that I get?
No, I just think there's so many things on this menu. There's actually an extensive garlic bread section here.
Cheesy garlic bread.
Yeah, I love there's a whole segment of garlic bread.
Yeah.
These people know what they're doing. It really, has it got that Gavin and Stacey vibe?
Yeah, it's proper. What's Carluccio's? What's it called?
Oh, yeah, Carluccio's.
I'm having the gnocchi. Capriccio's. I'm having the gnocchi. That's what it's like. It's a proper family restaurant.
And aww.
You'll go in on a Tuesday and they've got like a half price menu on a Tuesday. And you'll go in and you'll see other people, other families, you know, and go, hey, are you all right? Good to see you. Good to see you.
Did you ever have like a Saturday job there?
I didn't ever work there, no. I didn't, but not many people that did.
I swear down, whenever I see that a celebrity's gone to a restaurant, I look it up and look at the menu and try and work out what they would have eaten.
Okay.
It's just a thing I have to do.
Very good game.
It's so
play.
Satisfying looking at this menu here.
A lot of yous are saying a prawn cocktail isn't Italian.
I just don't know. It doesn't scream Italian, a prawn cocktail.
Prawn cocktail is international. Right? You go to an Indian restaurant and they'll probably have a prawn cocktail.
Do you think?
Go to a Chinese restaurant and they'll have their own version of a prawn cocktail. Prawn cocktail's everywhere. It is.
What is the country that sort of invented the prawn cocktail?
I picture France for some reason. I might be wrong. I might be totally wrong.
I think it's the UK in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I love a prawn cocktail. Do you have any bread with it? What
yeah,
do you do?
A little bit of toast with butter on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Cold toast. Cold toast with a prawn cocktail.
We're just getting an answer on this.
Oh, it's Mexican.
Mexico.
A prawn cocktail.
Oh.
Who knew?
There you go.
Who knew?
Stick with us and we'll give you more interesting facts like that on a Tuesday. Sabrina Carpenter, on the way for you next.
Sell and buy pre-owned fashion now with no fees.
Ah, the London parking dance. See a space? There's a bike in it. One over there. Double yellows. There's another. Far too small. Probably time to download the Just Park app. With Just Park, you can pre-book parking for as long as you need that's affordable and closer to wherever it is you've got to be. Private driveways to central car parks. We've thousands of spaces to choose from. Just Park, a smarter way to find parking. Download the app today.
This half term, meet the cat.
I'm going to name you Garfield.
It's getting served a big slice of adventure.
I got mixed up with some bad cats.
We have to go save my dad.
Starring Chris Pratt as Garfield.
Call me Garfield, Mr. Garfield, or G-Money.
Coming to the biggest screen near you.
Oh, that cat's a goner.
The Garfield Movie. Previews May 18 and 19. In cinemas everywhere May 24.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get the flexibility you need with VeriPay. Pay now, later, or pay over 3 months and pay no interest. Veri, the online store for fashion, home and more. Search VeriPay. Ways to pay that work your way. VeriPay credit provided subject to status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus, representative 44.9% APR variable.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses. On the beach, do low-cost, long-haul holidays. Plus, you get free airport lounge access. Relax before your big flight to places like the Caribbean, Dubai, or the US of A. On the beach, boot like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Conditions apply. Limited availability for up to 6 people, September to April 25. Outbound only from selected airports. Battle protection.
On the beach.
I'm a sucker for you.
Capital presents Jonas Brothers.
I'm a sucker for you. You feel like
performing 5 albums every night.
No, don't get stressed, it's gone.
See them live at the O2 London on the 16th and 17th of September.
Tickets are on sale now at capitalfm.com.
See the Jonas Brothers live with Capital.
You, baby.
The latest travel.
Next, Capital.
Maltesers. Yes, please.
Oh, I have so many grey hairs now.
Oh, please. My greys have taken over.
I like to think of them as silver.
Silver hair. Gold teeth. Full to the brim with natural gas. Who knew we'd be so rich?
Maltesers. Look on the light side.
Capital Travel Update with Wizz Air. Fly with the friendliest crew in the sky.
Hi, Lottie. What's happening out there?
Hiya, Jordan. There are queues on the M25 clockwise to the junction for the A2 after an accident, but all the lanes are now back open. The A22 Caterham bypass is still closed both ways. In Edmonton, 4th Street is closed both ways at the Green. In Bethnal Green, Old Ford Road is partially blocked at Globe Road. London Tramlink services are not running between Arena and Elmers End. And on the tubes, Southwark and Barbican stations are both closed. More in 30 minutes.
Capital.
Like Capital Summertime Ball with Barclaycard. Confirmed artist.
I'm Sabrina Carpenter. Capital.
Vacation, and I got this one boy, and he wants to.
I'm Shania Twain, your number one hit music station. This is Capital Breakfast.
Well, your love is worse than cigarettes. Even if I had 20 in my hands. Oh, babe, your touch, it hurts more than hangovers. No, that bottle don't hold the same regret. And my mother says that you're bad for me. Guess she never felt the high we're on right now. And my father says I should run away. But he don't know that I just don't know how. Well, if it's unhealthy, then I don't give a damn. Cause even if it kills me, I'll always take your hand. It's unhealthy, they just don't understand. And when they try to stop me, just know nobody can. You're still gonna be my man. It's unhealthy, and I don't give a damn. Cause even if it kills me, I'll always take your hand. It's unhealthy, they just don't understand. And when they try to stop me, just know nobody can. You're still gonna be my man.
Marie, Shania Twain and Unhealthy on Capital Breakfast at 10 to 7. A lot of people, Sean, saying you should more than likely read the questions for Rhyme Time every day. You smashed it today.
Thank you very much.
Also, tell everybody about the song that you were singing last night.
Oh, no. I don't know why this was in my head. So last night, I was sort of wandering around my room, just sorting stuff out. And then I started thinking about the Bond game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, for some reason, my brain merged these two things together.
All night long.
Let me see that bomb.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Baby.
That bomb, 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 bomb. I don't think he'll like that I've messed with this sort of thing, because I don't think this is his vibe, is it, really?
No, you're right. It will anger him. You don't want to anger him either.
That bomb, 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 bomb. You've nailed that.
Capital Breakfast Bong Game.
Right then, you know how it works. The money goes up and up, but all you've got to do is win is shout stop before you hear this sound. It's the Bong Man.
Yeah, he's probably going to be angry at me sort of making the nation picture him in a thong. Maybe we could balance it out with some other rumours.
Well, I agree. Yeah, you don't want to make him angry because he has this sort of scary aura about him. I've heard Voldemort doesn't dare say the Bong Man's name. Little Harry Potter one there.
Right.
Yeah, so like Jordan said, the money's going to go up and up and up. You could walk away with nothing if you don't shout stop before you hear the bong.
Do you want to take it on today? Are you feeling confident? You just need to get your name in the draw right now by texting the word cash to 83958. That's cash, C-A-S-H, to 83958.
Text will cost you £2 plus your standard network rate. You do need to be 18 or over and you're playing across the Capital Network.
Lines close at 7 a.m. this morning. If you text after that, you won't be entered but may still be charged for T's and C's, including online and free entry. Go to the win page at capitalfm.com.
We do it every day at 7:45 and you can also enter via Global Player, the official Capital app. Here is forgot to press it before. Taylor Swift and Fortnite on Capital.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay.
Taylor Swift teaming up with Post Malone. Her latest single, Fortnite, plays for you at 5 to 7 on Capital Breakfast. And now, due to all the texts coming in, there is a campaign to change the bong theme. We do the bong game every day at 7.45. Sean, just show us again your new theme.
Let me see that bong.
Yes, girl.
And then you have to give it some welly and you go, baby. That bong,
bong, bong, bong, bong. Leave it with us. We'll try and do it after 7. Capital
and eBay.
Now with no buying or selling fees on pre-owned fashion.
If you're fed up of having to pay a fee every time you pay abroad, stop it. Then you need Monzo. Download your new favourite bank and pay abroad with no fees. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Booking geniuses, there's still time to bag a bargain this summer. Fight off FOMO and book your holiday with On The Beach. Enjoy jollies for every budget. Go on, bronze yourself bonkers. On The Beach, book like a genius, holiday like a fool.
Battle protected.
Beach. Guess what?
What?
Sky gave me a 1 month free trial of Sky and Netflix.
Stop.
No, no, it's true. There's great shows like House of the Dragon and The Regime on Sky. Oh, and Scoop and Bridgerton on Netflix.
Go on.
Look, with Sky Stream, it's dead easy. There's no dishing you can cancel anytime.
Get out of here.
Seriously, go to sky.com and get your own free trial today.
Okay, I will.
Wait, hang on. Where are you going?
Got to go. I've got loads of telly to watch.
New Sky TV customers only. Requires Sky Ultimate TV subscription and minimum broadband speed 25 megabits per second. £31 per month after trial unless cancelled. Terms apply.
I'd had an annoying chip on my windscreen for a few months, but I didn't realise how easy it was to get repaired. All I had to do was go to autoglass.co.uk, enter my reg, choose an appointment, and they sorted it in no time. Because I'm insured, it only cost me a tenner, and it didn't affect my no-claims bonus. I'm just glad I got it sorted before it got any worse. To save your windscreen, go direct to autoglass.co.uk.
Autoglass repair, autoglass replace.
Only quality landscapers like Mandy here get on checkatrade.com.
Book through there, they'll guarantee our work up to £1,000.
Let's do this. Checkatrade.com. Guaranteed for 12 months, T's and C's apply.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £42 million.
Now that calls for a dance. How about a salsa?
How about a two-step?
Woo! Somebody's got moves.
It's all in the hips, my friend.
Woo!
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
Why do I race for life? For our very own stand-up comedian, who's getting cheekier by the day. A bug lover and local celeb around the fire service. And the one who sits on my back whilst I do press-ups. When he shaved his head, I shaved mine. And so did all our friends. Such a loving wee son, whose resilience I'll never be able to understand. His name's Archie, and I'm racing for him.
No matter how cancer affects us, life is worth racing for. Sign up to your local event at raceforlife.org in partnership with headline sponsor Standard Life.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 7, a watchdog's warning dangerous criminals are being freed from jail early to try to ease overcrowding.
We are sending way too many people into secure state who do not need to be there. When they are there, then of course the rehabilitation is poor because the prison estate is actually quite old.
That's Tory MP Steve Brine talking to Capital last week. He says the system does need to be looked at. The Ministry of Justice says it's to ease short-term pressures and there is enough capacity to keep the most dangerous offenders behind bars. From this morning, around 25% of the London Underground now has phone signal. Transport for London says it's part of a bigger project which will see the whole network covered by next year. Researchers say TikTok could be used to help teenagers avoid obesity. Experts say it should be used to spread info about nutrition and health. Bosses at the UK's newest indoor music venue are hoping it will be fourth time lucky tonight. The Co-op Live in Manchester